Happy Wednesday. You already know what's about to go down on this podcast called Breaking Barriers with your girl, Sammy. So let's get to it. I was just doing a boomerang. Hi. Welcome to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers. Today we are going to talk about recognizing your worth and potential. If you have any barriers that you want to break with me throughout this episode, comment on the TikTok or Instagram page and let me know what we should talk about next. But today we're going to be talking about recognizing your potential and your worth into whatever space you're getting into. I'm so excited for this episode. Y'all know your girl's been passionate about a couple of things. So, welcome back. I'm happy to be here. And just listen for the vibes. Okay. So now that we are getting into the episode, I just always want to say thank you for tuning in to my 1, my 10, my 20, however many people are listening to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Whenever I drop a new episode and dropping some knowledge, dropping the vibes, breaking the barriers, I just really appreciate every single one of you, and I will be constantly grateful because I just know this podcast is going places. It is reaching people out of the wazoo, and we are relating to people. We are cultivating the vibes. We are breaking barriers. We are stopping social barriers. We are breaking the stigmas, and we are just going for the shit that we want to go for. And that is why I want to talk about recognizing my potential and my worth and just being passionate about things in life that I know I deserve and know that I intend to have. So I jotted down a couple of notes in my phone because I was listening to a podcast, or it might have been a YouTube video earlier this week, or it might have been this past weekend. And it was like a YouTuber that had been doing videos for like over like 8 years, almost 10 years. And she was like, you know, sometimes when, sorry y'all, I got something in my throat. Hold on. She was talking about how she had been doing YouTube for so long and how she could just kind of get wound up in like comparing and basically just being within a saturated industry like social media, when everyone's basically an influencer, someone's doing podcasts, someone's doing YouTube. I'm doing all three, baby, and I'm not an influencer. I just really like sharing my journey or doing whatever I want to do on Instagram. I genuinely love this podcast, and we're coming up on a year, but yeah, she was basically like, I'm recognizing my worth because it is my lane, my content, and I have my own demographic. And I really want to talk about that because I know that as a Black creator, as a Black creative, as a Black businesswoman, it can definitely be difficult when it comes to comparison in the industry, whether it be clothes, whether it be media, whether it be multimedia, or just doing anything world-rounded, in whatever avenue you're going down. It can definitely be something that is just like kind of like having imposter syndrome with certain things. And being a Black creative, I definitely have my moments to where I'm like, damn, like, I don't ever want to compare myself because I know I'm never going to be on the same page as somebody or like the same journey as someone. But I know that, I'm so sorry, y'all, like something is in my throat. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it could be the coffee that I just drank. And I feel like I'm talking too fast. But recognizing my potential and like knowing my worth in the space is truly so important, because when it comes to being creative, you definitely want to be your most authentic self in the ways to where you definitely just want to embrace your authenticity and let it shine throughout whatever you're doing creative wise. And even if it's not creative, it can just definitely be throughout your normal life. Like, I wake up in the morning, sometimes it's not a good day, sometimes it is a good day, and I'm like, shit,
you have to be intentional about like making your day a good day, whether it's like you found no bad news or whatever. But that kind of just plays into the potential and how you place everything creatively, or just, you know, approaching a brand, or just in general, like speaking to the people around you. I just know that recognizing whatever I put out into the world, or whatever is being like placed upon me energy wise, authenticity wise, is definitely what I would want as far as creating my full on creative profile, full on creating my career path, and just like I said in my last episode, creating my everlasting life. But going back to comparing when being a black creative, of course there's different entities that you can go down as far as budgeting, or just what level you're at, or even just what niche you're doing. It can be fashion, it can be beauty, it can be literally comedy, or all three. But I realized probably about a week ago, like last week, I've just been tapping into TikTok and just posting whatever I want, because I know that in my mind, what makes me feel good and what my audience wants to see is me being authentic. Like, I am myself all the time. Like, I introduce myself and I'm like, oh my god, hey girl, hey boo, and I just so happy, I smile, like, you know, just happy to be there, happy to be in the moment. But that's me placing my authenticity into the world and granting that energy back into me. And I am recognizing that because I know that as far as, I don't even know like what people are doing like nowadays. I feel like everybody's wanting to be an influencer or whatever. I personally am not trying to become an influencer. I just want to be a creative and really just build and grow my podcast and Seamless, and just build off of that and just continuously be confident. But sometimes it's hard to like know your worth and knowing your potential when it comes to having those slight like moments in the back of your mind, like what if, but what if, like I always say that your subconscious is always like kind of like your gut, but at the same time you just you kind of like you can't really worry about it, but your gut and your intuition really tells you a lot about how to make that next step. So me building off of my TikTok last week, it's just been so fun. Like, I've really been enjoying just creating the content, recording the videos, and I've always been like that. And just posting it, not even worrying about, like, the reactions or, like, how many numbers are there or whatever. I just like seeing the final product of whatever I create, because I love to edit. And I know a lot of people don't, but I love to edit. I just love being creative and just building my platforms. Another form of content that I have just been loving and have honestly been doing for a long time is YouTube. I have been vlogging since 2018, and I honestly don't know why I stopped doing it, because I was looking back at my videos from 2018 and let me just say the growth, the glow up, because I had braces back then and I was like, oh my god. But I did love my braces. But I loved it. Like, I was really doing the dang thing. It was so cute and fun, but I just recently just started uploading cute vlogs, like weekend fall vlogs, main channel videos or whatever. But I just love the whole aspect of placing my potential and knowing that I have space in that oversaturated world. I'm not even going to say oversaturated. I mean, it definitely is, but my space in that world is my space. And knowing my potential and recognizing my worth, that I am going to grow on whatever platform that is, YouTube, TikTok, podcast. I just know that I'm going to grow in my own authentic way and just not have myself be so built up and consumed within like the oversaturation of it all. because people wouldn't constantly navigate listening to podcasts, going to TikTok for whatever reason it is, because TikTok is a huge space. Like, it's a hole. It's definitely a black hole. But, or even just Instagram. Like, there's different things that you can go into, and I don't know. I just love, like, sharing my different authentic ways throughout those platforms, because I know I'm growing in my own way and people are going to come to me for my content. So recognizing my worth and breaking the barrier of just, like, not caring what other people are thinking and me being in my creative ways is building me in the best way possible, because I know great things are coming. So, yeah. How are y'all recognizing y'all's worth? Because, of course, there are going to be days where you're just like, I don't know if this is meant for me, or I don't know if I definitely can do this or not, or if anybody's going to care. But like I said, you can't really give a fuck about what other people are saying. Listen to last week's episode about living your everlasting life, because life is too short. And I feel like a lot of my episodes kind of just go in order of just, like, basically, like, how I feel and reflecting off of last week. But this week, I've just really been recognizing my worth and knowing my potential, because I am one of one. I am successful in my own ways, and I am authentic in my own ways, because I am not anyone else. I'm not meant to be anyone else. I am breaking that barrier of, I've never even wanted to try to be anybody else, honestly. Like, why would I want to do that? But I am breaking the barrier of just placing myself in the spaces that I need to be, that I should be, that I belong, and knowing the worth that is meant for me, placed in my universe, and the energy around me is meant for me. So I just want to know, like, how are y'all recognizing your worth and knowing your potential? How did it spark, and what do you plan to do with that as far as, like, creative-wise, career-wise, anything? Whether it be starting the clothing brand, just starting the podcast, or just anything, like starting your fitness journey. So, yeah, y'all. I'm like, really passionate about that, because being authentic and being passionate about something that you genuinely know that is going to take you places, no matter if it takes you 5 years or 3 years, because nothing happens overnight. But when you actually focus on something that you love and that you're passionate about, you know it's going to take you places. You know it's going to take you places. That's it. You just have to believe and be confident and inflame your ego. You gotta be like, I am that bitch. I am that person. I am that business owner. I am that podcaster. I am that YouTuber. I am that creative who is creating her own space for things that ignite me. Things that ignite me in my authenticity, and no one else can random operate. That's basically how I am looking at things, because starting this podcast was obviously, like, scary. Starting YouTube was kind of scary, or just even starting my fitness journey was scary. And just looking back for a year ago, almost 2 years from me starting my fitness journey, it was so scary, because I never knew that I could be in this type of space mentally and physically at the same time, and it helped build my confidence so much. Like, the fact that enjoying a workout and being around people that just bring out the best in you is only for the best. Like, literally, I intentionally surround myself with people who not only lift me up, but also build my confidence, and I can also build theirs. So that's honestly where my worth comes in as well, and my potential towards my fitness journey. Like, this whole topic can go into different things, like business-wise, fitness-wise, personal, just in general. How you speak to yourself is, like, knowing your worth, because in reality, it's just you. Like, at the end of the day, it's you. At the beginning of the day, it's you. So, yeah, y'all. You just have to, like, realize that certain things in life, of course, like, you can't control. But one thing that I know I can control is my authenticity, my worth, my potential, and knowing where it's going to take me. And, yeah, of course, there are going to be days where it's just like, damn, like, this is so hard. Like, this is, like, really tearing me down. Like, this is really making me question things. But you also have to, like, take a breather and literally tell yourself, if I wasn't thinking this, and if I wasn't really thinking how hard it was going to be, then it wasn't meant for me. Like, I wouldn't be thinking about the pressures and the hardships of a business if I wasn't passionate about it. Like, if I wasn't wanting to continue it. Like, we're going to talk about Seamless right now. Literally, for the past couple of months, I have kind of, like, fallen, I don't want to say out of love, but I've just been thinking about, like, what I want to do with it. Like, I've only had maybe, like, 2 drops for it, but I'm really just trying to figure out what Seamless is going to be. There has been some hardships, there has been some lows, but there have been some really great highs with Seamless. And I just truly enjoy it, but I'm really trying to tap back into my creativity, making more graphics, just learning more about business plans and just business entities and just the lingo about, like, growing your business and growing a small business and being a Black business owner, because that definitely, like, plays a role within the business world. But Seamless is really, like, my love. Like, she's my baby. Literally, I would say, like, she's my baby. And I've just been trying not to overly compare and just try not to get down on myself for not having what others have. And I know that kind of sounds, like, hypocritical, because I just said that I can't think about that. But I do, because I am human and I think about stuff like that, especially as young as I am. Like, I'm 25, like, I started my business this summer, like, I officially launched my business this summer. But it's hard when you know your worth and you know your potential, but you don't exactly know how to execute it in this way. Like, this is, I have been trying to figure out my worth within Seamless and just trying not to have that feeling of you can't do this because someone else has done it. You can't have this because there's already an idea out there. But I can also add my own twang. I can add my twist. I can add Sammy's spice to it because it's my flair. So I'm really just trying to tap into, like, Seamless again, because I do miss her. I love her. And it's just hard sometimes, because being a business owner is no joke. Like, I never want to get to a point to where it's like, I want to be able to just say, I love Seamless. Right now, honestly, y'all, like, I don't love her right now, because I'm not at the point in my business to where, like, I'm just, I don't know, it's just been a little hard. And of course, I know my potential, I know my worth. I wouldn't have started Seamless if I didn't know it was going to be successful, and it is successful. But y'all, being a businesswoman is kind of difficult. But I'm really just trying to grow her more and figure out more launches and just trying not to compare my growth to other people's growth and just not feel so, like, down bad for myself, because I am a one woman show. Like, I am doing this by myself. It is self-funded. It is, I don't know, like, I just know great things are coming for it, but at this point in time, it's been a struggle, because a business is money, and y'all know your girl's unemployed, and being a creative is cool and all, but
it's cute, but I don't necessarily, like, I really want Seamless by Sammy to be something that I build for myself, and that is going to be one main stream of income, and my podcast is going to be another stream of income, and my creativeness is going to be another stream of income. Like, it's just difficult sometimes, but I do love the fact that I have this under my belt, and I am trying new things as far as, like, different businesses and different entities, as far as, like, going into Seamless and changing the route of Seamless. But sometimes it just gets difficult, but I know the potential and I know the worth that is behind it, because so many people are still supporting Seamless, and I appreciate the love. I truly do. But yeah, sometimes I think it's just good to take breaks from things that you love and then go back to it when you're ready. But I've just been trying to build things for Seamless and just for myself, and just put my spin, like me. I'm trying to put Samira into Seamless. Literally, it's Seamless by Sammy. Me. So I'm really just trying to flow and grow and build off of that, and not have other people's opinions or other, like, literally the horrible subconscious in the back of my mind literally telling me that I can't do it, because I am doing it and I can do it. I will continue to do it. So yeah, y'all, sometimes it's just difficult when you have something that you genuinely love and you don't know what to do with it. When there's no income or no money coming in, and it's kind of discouraging at times, but I can't let that get to me, because I know that great things are coming, and being an entrepreneur is no easy roller coaster. It's not, it's no easy tread, it's no easy, like, yeah. I don't know, and I've only been doing this for a little bit, but I just know it gets better. It's definitely going to build, but I really just want to be happy when I see something with Seamless. Like, I just want to be happy. I just want to build her up through great things and just not be so discouraged by something that literally is what, like, I built, and I'm passionate about it. So I don't know. Sometimes I feel like not having certain opportunities or certain amount of, like, cash flow is just super discouraging. But, like, I feel like I can't really grow my business without money. Like, you can't. Like, you literally can't. But The struggles. I'm not even gonna say struggles, because I don't really like that word. The challenges, because I can get through a challenge. A challenge is just a game times 10. But I can get through it. I know I can. I am doing it myself, and I am blessed and highly favored. Literally every single day, I get to wear Seamless. I get to build her every day. I get to know my potential. I get to know my worth. I get to spread the word. I get to grow my fitness journey. I get to inflame my ego and be confident as fuck when it comes to me, my authenticity, my brands, and anything and everything that I'm building for myself. And you do too. I know it's better said than done, but I just have to say that to myself, because generally it all starts from belief, and the execution will build from there. Because everything's happening, best case scenario. Brilliant things are happening in your life. And just believe truly that if it's happening to me, then shit. I mean, sometimes when building a business, life is definitely going to, like,
come through and try to kick you in the ass, but you just gotta be like, nah, I'm inflaming my ego right now. I'm too confident for this right now. I am literally doing me, adding my authenticity to whatever I want, and yeah. So, whatever that is, y'all, building your confidence, building your brand, building your strength, recognizing your worth, knowing your potential, just being a creative and living your everlasting life. Because a lot of people aren't going to understand what you're doing. A lot of people aren't really going to... Yeah, a lot of people aren't going to understand because I've placed myself in this position. Like, no one else is in my shoes. Like, I don't necessarily like the phrase, put yourself in my shoes, because that's literally me just asking somebody to feel the bad energy that I'm feeling right now. Or even just like, I want you to feel the good energy, but I also don't want you to be in my shoes. Like, I don't know. I don't want anyone walking the same path as me. Like, I want everyone to walk in their own path and just go with their authentic ways. Just be as confident as they should be. Be as beautiful, as successful, as, I don't know, just be delicious. Be delicious, be spicy, break those barriers. Just do whatever you need to do to strive for the better. I don't know, y'all. I really don't know. Like, I've just been feeling like I have been placed on this earth for a reason. I am a creative. I am a beautiful, successful, black, young, delicious, spicy, authentic baddie who is brilliant and always success, whether it be through YouTube, through podcasting, through building my business of Seamless, through whatever it is, my fitness journey, and just going throughout that journey, all these journeys, with my head high, just asking Allah for just the strength and the confidence and the push. And I know He's just gonna lead me to greatness. Basically, your girl is going places. I am in places where I definitely didn't think I was gonna be a year ago. I'm so happy. I am so just generously grateful, even when I am unemployed. Like, I just know I am the first black millionaire in my family. Like, I have that written everywhere. I have it on the goals list on my back of my phone. Like, I literally have that Seamless is going into multiple entities. Seamless will be top charted. Breaking barriers is worldwide. I'm the first millionaire in my family. My credit score is over 800. Like, graphic design is my new thing. Like, just my creative outlets. Like, I just know that my fashion sense is about to pop off. Like, I just know that I'm going to start my skincare line, whether it's down the road. Like, I just know things are happening because I know my worth, I know my potential. And of course, sometimes I can be lazy, but I feel like every successful person is lazy and they have their lazy moments, let's just say that. But your girl is ready to just pop the fuck off and just be prepared to be sick of me, because I am going places. I love myself. I love my life. I love the potential that is blessed and greatness and destined for me. So, yeah. Let's find a quote, because we haven't done that in a while. We are going to find a quote for today's episode, and we are going to post it on the page. And this episode is actually going live tonight. I'm recording it the day of. But, yeah. Quotes about potential, knowing your worth. I love y'all. I just love that I can just come on here and really just speak my truth and also just be my authentic self and just place affirmations into your life and truly just seek greatness and bless the podcast world with my voice.
because I know that this podcast, Breaking Barriers with Bia, is going to be worldwide. It is worldwide. It is there. Okay. Quotes about potential. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay, this is cute. Life is not about who you once were. It's about who you are now and who you have the potential to be. Don't ignore your own potential. Okay, period. I like this one. You're so busy doubting yourself while so many others are intimidated by your potential. Period. I'm going to let you be intimidated by my potential because I am obsessed with my own potential. Yeah. Be intimidated. Be scared. Because you can't be me. Yeah. I'm going to leave y'all on that one. I am so busy doubting myself while so many others are intimidated by my potential. Girl, let me just say, me to me, you got this. Every day, Allah is giving you another opportunity to seek that potential, to recognize that worth, to grow within that worth and potential, and to be your most authentic self. You get another day to breathe, to be happy, to feel all your limbs, to see, to smell, to see your parents, to see your family, to just be grateful that you have another day to do whatever you want to do. You've got this because you are beyond capable. You are beyond capable, and don't ever let anyone rain on your parade. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Breaking Barriers. I will see y'all next week. Let me know what you think. Be sure to follow me on all platforms. Instagram is at Samira_Bia143. Be sure to follow the podcast at Breaking Barriers Pod. And be sure to follow at Seamless by Sammy, Sami, on Instagram and TikTok. I'll see y'all next week. Love you. Bye.